This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. My name is Sharmila Kaki. I'm from Nepal. You have seen the videos, the Nepalese women and the situation also. Whatever talked my friends earlier, especially from Pakistan, Rehana, most of the things they have already described, the impacts and the causes of the climate change and the effects to the women, I'm not going to repeat those things again. But actually, it links in poverty and the climate change is basically, I would like to short descriptions in the videos. That's what I think will give to you the lots of impressions. We have got four testimonies. First testimony is very much talking about the hunger or the women, those who are not getting food from far away of the rural area. Actually, in Nepal, we have got various mountain area. It is very, very remote area also. And she just spoken about the raging questions of the policy advocacy, how we are getting this very destroyed food. Even she talked about the FAO, because this year, FAO distributes lots of the oats material, the rice oats materials, and we human rights communities raise the voices. That is why she raised that question. Another lady speak about, she is very much affected by flood. Before 2 years ago in Nepal, there was a big flood that came, and then around 20,000 people made displacement, directly affected around 10,000. Most of them are women. We all women know about that, how women are affected to being set into one small hut and all. So there are lots of things having done, even rape, even the sexual abuse, oral abuse and everything. That is why she raised a point. Even some pregnant women died into this the shelter. She raised that point. The other one very, very important point, which is very much directly or indirectly linked to the food security. I think it depends upon the country to country or the situation of the place to place, the change, the impacts of climate change also. For example, in my country or in our part of the world, the impact is very much for this food security because of impacts of climate change. You know, I'm from the Mount Everest, the high the peak, the mountain. The mountain Himalayas are now the melting. That is why it is big worried for us. So all the rivers are the sources of the Himalayas. That is why we worried. It is long term. It will be definitely affect to us. This time our prime ministers gave the main agenda how to stop these things. That is with the food security is directly impact to all the peoples. That is it, because this is basic human rights. We all are not having food. This is the one of the basic rights. But who will be more impacted? That's we know. Obviously, they are women. Because of more than half population, not only this, because of taboo, social norms and values, our norms and values is always having food after to give all others, basically to our seniors, basically the men, our in-laws and all. That is why women are starting to say, they don't know, but they are saying in their own language, in their own experiences, but they are facing problem of prolapse. You know, all of my friends, prolapse is very, very dangerous for women. Nowadays, it's grow day by day. The last but not least, the fourth testimony is for violence against women. We know the all kinds of things, if there is some scarcity at home, directly it affects to the whole family and the persons who is by the husband, by the daughter or son, by others, are always making very, very anxiety to the women. She is the women. That is why another one case is for violence against women. So four testimonies were presented in that tribunal. But I would like to share with you here how we will go directly. I'll go to the challenges and some recommendations. That is, the challenges are today the women are not getting participation in the policy level. They have got very few knowledge about those kind of things, especially these are the emerging issues today: food crisis, fuel crisis, climate crisis, and the financial crisis. Those things women has got very, very low access how to protect those things. And if you say really regarding climate change, the adaptation, mitigation, those things have very low awareness level. So it is direct linkage for finance. I think the financing for the climate change is big issues should be linkage to the women's while we are talking in the CSW gear. I'm wearing here gear. This gear should go to for financing to the women's regarding climate change. And another thing, we brought two ministers, forest minister, environmental minister, even the president of our constituent assembly member. Friends, in Nepal now we are drafting new constitutions. That is why we are fighting to make the pro-women friendly constitutions. This is the very right time to fight to the government, to the state, even ourselves, how to make pro-women and women-friendly constitution. That is why also we try to bring all the policy makers, because we have had this just before 1 week ago for the Copenhagen. You know, there were lots of men who were ready to go to Copenhagen, even our grassroots women. There are around 40 districts women were gathered, but they are mostly from remote area. We have got 75 districts. Among them, 40 districts were presented. But we have done this in capital knowingly. It is not unknowingly, because we want to make heard to our voices, to our the policy maker, especially the CA members, the chairperson of CA, minister, even to the prime minister. After having this all program, the recommendations I have presented to the prime minister, because he called to some of us, those who were working on the climate change area. You know, there were, I am the L1, then I raised the questions, if you are going to talk about the red and sell, because this climate change things is very, very technical also. Sometimes we women have very limited knowledge also. That is why also I raised the questions, if you are going to real talk about the red cell, this the certain amount should be the spare to the women. That's what I raised the question to the Prime Minister. So that is why in this tribunal we focused very, very much for the policy advocacy, to make them heard, to make them accountable, how to make the women or human rights perspective. That is why this tribunal is more than focused on the policy advocacy. We have discussed there in three levels. One is local level, how we are working in the local level. That is, make them awareness, building their capacity, as well as how to adapt in the risk or vulnerability. That's what we talked there. And next one is for national level. National level, basically, we talked about the resource mobilization, as well as the financing of the climate change, adaptation things, and making awareness more gender sensitive to the policymakers in national level. Obviously, in international level, how we are sitting here, that is the one how we are making them very much aware, not only aware, pressure creating also. Regarding the all international instrument, international convention and covenant, saying BPFA, CEDAW, ICPD, and then the CSW, all things in Nepal already been ratified around two dozens of the all convention and covenant. If we really see today a monitoring, where are the position of women? That's what also we have perceived very, very seriously from our respective countries, not only Nepal. This is not only the case, I think, in Nepal, all over the world. Finally, what I would like to share here is regarding, we are sitting here in CSW, not only CSW, this is very, very important, because we are in 15th years reviewing of the BPFA. BPFA are the 12 critical areas. Still, we are working. There are not enough achievements, if we see really in our respective countries in all over the world. But meanwhile, we have now practicing the MDG. There is is only one goal, basically. There are another goal also, the reproductive health, but one goal is gender equality. Can we address all our 12 critical areas? There is already one question for MDGs. But however we are managing the MDGs also, this is the coming 5 years, we have to fulfill all our government or high level policy makers are already committed. For that also we have to think very seriously, and my recommendation is now we have to make accountable to our government policy makers to have the old MDGs from women's perspective, gender equality, gender justice. And the another thing is regarding this UN, especially the UNIFEM, UNFPA, those who are working in our country or in all over the world from UN side, they have to be very, very serious. They have to work till to the grassroots. They have to mobilize resources until to the grassroots level. Now, sometimes we found it very surface level also, the working. Now, we are going to raise asks to them, even to make them accountable as well. To raise finger ourselves also. Are we working very seriously? That's also the time now to review ourselves also. That is why today climate change is one of the big enemy for us. We ourselves made this enemy. That is why we have to be very serious how to make them the friends, not enemy. That's what I'm saying right now. Thank you very much.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.